This is Autoline Extra, available exclusively on the Internet. Here again is John McElroy.
Let's turn to my first guest right now, Ralph Gilles, the head of design at the Chrysler Group, and also now running the CEO of the Dodge brand. Ralph, yeah. Great having you here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So first question, I guess, is first of many questions here. How do you do two jobs? I mean, I got to imagine running the design staff is a full-time job, and being CEO of Dodge is a full. How do you do two jobs like this?
I don't sleep, basically. I sleep about 4.5 hours a night. But I'm so invigorated, honestly. It's such an interesting challenge and so compelling to have that ability to look into a side of the business. It's always been a mystery.
Because you've always been on the design side
of
things.
Yes. I mean, I've interfaced with the brand guys for years, so obviously I'd have a working knowledge of how it works. But this interface with the dealers is awesome. I'm really enjoying that. Really enjoying owning a brand. And the way we're running it now, we're owning it from start to finish. I mean, the website, the merchandising, the racing, every bit of it, SRT, it's really cool.
This is weird, too, that, I mean, the truck... group or the truck products were pulled out, and they're going to be a standalone brand all of themselves. How do you deal with that on the Dodge passenger car side of things?
Well, I would love to have the Ram PML still, because that hurts me immediately when you remove the Ram. But the Ram, you have to think about the Ram. It has such an amazing portfolio. It's really a full line now, right? You have Dakota starts it off. Then you have 1500, 2500, 3500, 4500, 5500. So you have a really nice mix now. We have a true...
And far more commercial when you get into that. And so that's another reason why you wanted to separate it from the pass cars.
Exactly. And then we're going to bring in some commercial vehicles from Fiat. They're going to come in and complement where Sprinter left off. Mm-hmm. And for me, now, the Ram is such a powerful brand. It casts a big shadow on Dodge, right? So how can I be this Fred Astaire athletic brand when I've got this imagery? So we're trying to separate that a little bit and kind of play to our strengths, you know, put a little more car savviness back into and lifestyle savviness back into the Dodge brand.
Chrysler is the only car company exhibiting here pretty much that is not doing any press conferences with the media. What's the thinking behind that? I mean, my view, of course, as a media guy, is you're missing a huge opportunity.
Well, not necessarily, John. We're actually handling the media in very much more personal way versus the giant press conference with 400 people there. We're doing about 10 at a time. We're doing several media roundtables where Sergio and us, the brand guys, are sitting there, and we're taking questions in a really nice way. It's an hour-long conversation back and forth. That way the details are understood. And our big show was really the fourth, where we announced the plans, and we were very succinct there. We said we would not show concept cars or even reveal cars 12 months before launch.
So, we won't talk about Chrysler because they are showing a concept car here.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you going to hold on as Dodge over the next 2 years before the pipeline really starts to fill up with new product, because Chrysler Group had a terrible 2009, had a terrible December where others were going up. How do you guys hold on?
Here's what happened. And we actually reverse engineered 2009. Just first of all, the first chunk was ridiculous, right? The bankruptcy was unbelievable. But since we emerged from bankruptcy successfully, we went dark for a while. While we were crafting this plan, we basically...
And by dark, you mean no advertising,
media
no marketing,
presence,
nothing, right?
No interviews, nothing. So, and we underestimated the what happens when you do that. And our dealers were like, they didn't even know what was going on. So they didn't know what to tell people when they came into dealerships. It was a really, really a quiet period that we'll probably never do again. Mm-hmm. But since then, we found our agencies. That's another thing that happened. We were desourcing BBDO. Great people there, but we wanted to really take a different direction. We now have our agencies in place. At least for Dodge, I upped my media spend dramatically in December versus November, and I saw a 24% lift in my sales. So I'm really excited by that.
That's true, because the passenger cars actually did pretty good.
Yeah, and
Caliber,
Journey,
as an example, Journey,
both Journey
had
did
good
really,
months.
Really well. And I have a 21-day supply on Caliber, so they're selling pretty well.
What's turned that? I mean, is it just less production that your day supply is down?
Some of that's that. We're very careful. Sergio's really, really careful about day supply, and that's one of the things. We're not going to build them just to have them sit there in lots. We want to create a little bit of pull. And we're also doing I had to purposely shut down Caliber to repackage it. It's one of my 2010 launches. I've gone back in and reconfigured what we call standard equipment from now on. So the crank windows everyone loves so much are gone. Air conditioning is standard. Cruise control is standard. Electric backlight. Things that we almost take for granted, but we're not on the base car. And a lot of people buy Calibers as good transportation. So now those things are standard. It's one of the safest cars in the segment. I'm really excited. It has a brand new interior if you haven't seen it. The armrests are actually soft.
No, I have not seen it.
What a concept. They don't hurt your elbows, So, you know, and people will notice that. Our dealers are excited. They see the value proposition. The Nitro is another one. That's a car that was so misunderstood even internally. Mm-hmm. We've reconfigured that as a lifestyle vehicle, 20-inch wheel standard, 4-liter engine standard. For so under $23,000, you get 20-inch wheels, tinted windows, and a killer sound system.
So when you're talking about repackaging this whole thing, it's not just the content. You're changing the pricing as
Yes, we're making it more of a – some options got bundled unnecessarily. Like we forced someone to take – if you wanted the sound system, you had to buy the sunroof and all the other goodies, and you had a $36,000 Nitro, which no kid can afford. So now we get them what they value. You connect telematics or whatever you want to call it, and the sound system and 20-inch wheels. They're happy. Mm-hmm. And I can offer that for under $25,000.
Talk a little bit about the new interiors in the Caliber and the Journey, because I know interior design is something that you started to hammer back on the Dodge Ram truck, and now you're carrying it through on everything
else. Well, the Journey hasn't benefited yet. That'll be coming third quarter of this year, but the Caliber has. And obviously, the Caliber interiors is a good step, but it's not what our standards are now. That was actually done by a different team. The rest of the stuff is going through my advanced interior studio, and that will come out third and fourth quarter of 2010. And I'm telling you, hopefully, it will knock your socks off.
So, and this is what you're hoping will at least allow Dodge to hang on to the market share it's got?
Well, no. We plan to really grow. I mean, these are not insignificant interventions, as we call it. We took all our product, especially the Avenger and the minivan, we put it on the operating table. We just didn't put perfume on them. We actually revised the way the car drives, the powertrain, suspension pickup points, tires, wheels, engine themselves. We have a new 3.6 engine will be in these vehicles, and brand new interiors and significant exterior facelifts. And then on top of that, I'm launching my new crossover in November. I'm launching my new
crossover is that?
I can't say the name because I haven't named it yet. I'm still trying to figure out what the best name is for it. And then also the new Charger, which is 100% new. It's a gorgeous piece.
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it. Yeah. But everybody who has seen it tells me it looks knockout good. Yeah. Go back to the crossover, though. You've already got a crossover in the Journey. Is this a step under
it, this is a bit larger.
Size-wise?
This is a bit larger. Yes. This will be based on the Grand Cherokee platform, a stretched version of that. So it'll be a 7-place crossover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everything that you're talking about here, can Dodge hold on to the market share
absolutely.
It's got for 2010?
Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, John, is really the media. I'm a big believer in marketing now. I used to make fun of the marketing stuff, but it works. It really does work. I mean, a little bit we did in December, we saw lift. Already the month of January is getting a little momentum from December. We're seeing lift. And the cool thing is we're so lean, we can operate at this level while we fix the house. So any upside is going to be nothing but great. So
talk a bit about the marketing. How are you going to get this message out about how you've repackaged things and the new interiors?
Well, we're launching a new website on Friday. We have a new merchandising website as well on Friday. So a lot of stuff is going live. We're communicating to our dealers big time because they're really the next portal for this. And it's a big story to tell. It's actually pretty difficult to tell. So we may actually have to do a roadshow and campaign these vehicles to them and help them understand them. But the web, I think, is really the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we're on the web right now.
That's where people shop, you know, ultimately. The commercials are really there to cement the brand. We have a brand new ad agency in Wieden Kennedy. There are people that do the Nike ads, the Just Do It people. They're amazing. And they're in Oregon, so they have a little different perspective on the auto industry. They come at it with fresh eyes, fresh ideas, so I'm really stoked.
Okay, and Dodge Viper, what happens with that? We got the chat room asking, what about the Viper?
Oh, it's awesome. The Viper, we're going to sun it down this summer. We've got a number of special editions. One of them is here today, the 133, named after the Laguna Seca record. That is the fastest turnkey production car in the world at that track. And then we're going to go dormant for a little while and come back in probably 12 time frame with a new car. I'm still deciding when. There's no rush. It's like fine wine. When the car's ready, we'll launch it. But honestly, to be honest, I don't want to be distracted with what I have to do with the current product. So that car is a great, nice-to-have car. It's important to the brand, but I'm not going to rush it to market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason you're going dark is why? Just to wind that down, to prep a new one coming out?
You know what happened, right? Last year, it was for sale, for God's sake.
Right.
So all development of the next-generation car stopped. Everything stopped. And unfortunately, we lost a lot of momentum there. So we need to regain that. But at the same time, I don't want to devalue the current car. You know, if I announce that the next one's coming in a few months, how am I going to sell today's car? But the owners are behind us. They're patient. They're giving us a lot of suggestions, so we won't let them down.
And racing. You mentioned, of course, that racing all reports to you now. What are you doing in that regard?
Well, first of all, we've consolidated our NASCAR effort to one team. We're with Penske, who's awesome. Roger is one of the best businessmen in the world. I spent quite a bit of time with him in the last few weeks. We're really excited about having a one-man team. Now we can focus, because we were kind of dividing our attention among three teams. It was very difficult, so that's good. Number two, I just kicked off a spec series. It's going to start in the summertime with the Viper, a special version of Viper called ACRX. And we're actually going to offer contingency prizes with the World Challenge Series. It's been established for over 3 years now. Very popular series. Speed does a nice job with that. So that combined with perhaps we're going to go on Versus Television as well with ACRX Racing, we now have a nice complement to NASCAR. On top of that, we're still going to have a little presence in Nationwide on the Saturday series. We're going to have a new Challenger. If you haven't seen it, it's one of the coolest NASCARs ever. Actually, it looks like a Dorsheimer. It's pretty neat. And then on top of that, all kinds of smaller grassroots support. We're even looking at Rally a little bit, getting into that.
So what does the Dodge brand represent now? That, you know, truck's broken off. It sort of opens up the playbook to do what you want.
In a way, but, you know, we're very known for, obviously, when I look at our data, I believe we're a sporty, athletic company. Then data comes back a value proposition company. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what I want to be known for. But I think you can blend the two. I think what I want to do is have mass appeal with niche demeanor, if you know what that means. You know, so I want people to drive. You know, you got a car at a great value, and it's an everyday car. It should make you feel something. So I've actually ordered that the engineers completely redefine the suspension feeling. First of all, I'm a big, you know, I'm a racer, right?
Yes,
so I can tell
the
difference.
I know that. I've raced go-karts with you.
And I can't stand when I turn a car and it just doesn't feel like I'm wearing the car. So I want all Dodges to feel that way. And we do that a little bit with our the RT version of our Charger. Has a really nice feel, but I want all our cars to have that. And when I throw keys to like an Audi, I bring these cars home from work. You know, I tell my wife, go drive an Audi, and she goes, describe it to me. She goes, it feels so connected. Mm-hmm. And the Europeans know exactly what that's all about. So mm-hmm. I want to bring some of that goodness to Dodge.
What else? What else am I missing here? What do you want to talk about with Dodge?
Well, Dodge, I think, is well on its way. I think I want to have a different conversation with our owners. I think they'll see some edgy commercials going on. I'm taking some risks. I know I'm going to get some mail from more conservative people. But, you know, but we have to. Yeah. We have to break apart, but we won't lose our character at all. I think what you're going to see from us is in your face, but still very efficient. So we're balancing that question of everyone asking me, why the Charger? Isn't it a done deal? No, we're going to make it the most efficient E-segment car in its segment with a lot of character. So I think you can mix the two.
In the advertising, then, it's going to be less away from the nuts and bolts and all that sort of thing and more about what the
more
brand
branding.
Feeling
exactly.
is.
Exactly. You can't, you know, you have these commercials that you try to stick 200 messages. People don't remember that stuff. They just remember the brand, and then most people will jump to the internet and do the rest. So as long as we follow up with the information on the internet, we can use the TV media more as a character brand building exercise.
And let's go back to you a minute, you know, because I'm fascinated how Sergio Marchionne runs things. I mean, he has just flattened the management structure. Same thing he did at Fiat.
Yep.
He's got a zillion people reporting to him. What's your interaction like with him?
It's amazing. First of all, when he's here, he really is here. He spends about half his time here, half his time in Italy, and we meet constantly. We debate, we talk, we discuss. Some of these staff meetings can last like an Italian dinner. It can be 5 hours, you know. But you know what? We leave knowing exactly what the other's doing. Everyone is heard at the table, you know, so everyone has a voice, and I feel so good when I leave work. I feel like, you know what, we accomplished something today. We some of these decisions would have taken months and months and months of deliberating and studies. He'll hear us out, and then he'll go, done, that's it, and we're moving. I love it. It's really cool.
I got to imagine, too, that in your job, you know, running design and running Dodge brand, mm-hmm. that you've had to do the same sort of thing, flatten the management structure, because I can't believe, you can't devote 100% of your time to each job.
That's exactly what I did. The minute I figured out the code, so to speak, back in the summertime, we redefined our design studio. Now I have a head of each brand. I have a guy running Dodge, a guy running Chrysler, and a guy running Jeep. And these people are dyed in the wool. I mean, they match the vehicles very well. You know, my Jeep guy is a Jeeper, and my Dodge guy modifies vehicles, and my Chrysler guy is an artist of artists, you know. So it's a really nice blend of people.
And it's got to be a little bit of a danger, because you don't want the rest of the organization going, hey, Ralph is saving all the best stuff for Dodge.
No, not at all. And that's, you know, the way Sergio has us, he has us matrixed. So even though I run Dodge brand, I design for all the brands, so I can't screw my guys over. And the marketing guy markets for all the brands, right? So there's a wonderful, even though I talk about marketing, that's on my job, there's actually a guy dedicated to that. I just, you know, have a little advice here and there. And the sales guy works for all of us, but he sells Dodge trucks. So it's wonderful. It's intelligent because you're matrix, you rely on each other, and you bond.
Well, Ralph, thanks so much for coming over here. You know, I love your passion. I love your excitement, because for us, and that includes just about everybody, standing outside of Chrysler, looking at it, wondering, is it going to make it? When I hear guys like you talk about what you're doing, it's all thumbs up.
Yeah, watch this space, you know. Take
cool.
care.
Hey, thanks so much. Really appreciate you coming by.
Bye-bye.
Hey, McElroy here with a special message for our podcast listeners. We know you like Autoline, but did you know you can get even more great content all week long? Check out my multimedia blog, John's Journal, where you can find videos, inside looks at new product, my radio reports, and much more. On John's Journal, you can leave feedback and discuss the latest industry news, as well as subscribe to our RSS feed. Just click John's Journal on AutolineDetroit.tv or visit us directly at AutolineDetroit.tv/journal. That's AutolineDetroit.tv/journal. I'll see you there.